In an informal street survey in Harare today, most interviewees said indications are that President Mugabe is no longer in control of the party and all veterans will take advantage of that to sidestep him. One of the residents, Abel Patsikadoa, said war veterans are now clearly backing Mutsvangwa despite President Mugabe's remarks last Friday that his party will take stern action against the minister. We had organized an indaba to discuss the president's succession and related issues.
I doubt very much that they will listen to what President Mugabe said, because if you look at what's happening in ZANU-PF, I think the time now is gone when Mugabe's word was like the Bible. Because now if you look at what they're doing, Mugabe comes out, says one thing, the next day we see another thing. So because I think everybody's now looking after their own interests and they know Mugabe will be gone soon, so it's hard for them to continue listening to him because they know you won't be around for long.
Another resident, Tongai Machemedze, said it appears as if the war veterans do not want the president's wife, Grace Mugabe, to succeed him.
Yeah, from what I'm beginning to see, it appears as if the war veterans are no longer going to listen to Mugabe anymore. But now you would find that the war veterans, what they seem to be seeing now is Grace Mugabe dictating and through Robert Mugabe, and they are saying, no, we cannot take that. I think you saw what happened on Sunday, that the war veterans, after Mugabe's statement on Friday, they came out blasting Mugabe, saying that, no, we cannot accept what Mugabe is saying, because that's exactly what Grace Mugabe had already said previously.
Independent political analyst Ernest Mudzengi said it was now clear that the war veterans will have their way, but warned that what is of importance is how far their defiance will stretch before they are expelled from the ruling party.
So the war veterans, as indicated by their leadership, that is the leadership under Mutsvangwa, and we are talking here in this case, Mr. Matema Danda, they have said they will stick to their guns. They have said that they will stick to their leader. The implication being that President Mugabe, in his address, enumerated that Chris Mutsvangwa be removed as war veterans leader, because he actually said he misled the war veterans, but they are saying they are standing. So far, what they have done, if at all these guys are still the ones in total control of the war veterans camp, is to defy what the president said. But it now depends. The issue at stake is whether or not their defiance will last the stretch. I think that's the issue.
Victor Matema Danda, the Secretary General of the War Veterans, told a press conference on Sunday that they still recognize Mutsvangwa as their legitimate leader and not Mandi Chimene, who kicked out the War Veterans Minister, claiming that he was backing Mnangagwa's alleged attempts to topple the president.
Comrade Mutsvangwa was not elected by these people who are here. He was elected by the war veterans in Zimbabwe, all over. And we cannot decide. But as far as we are concerned, as war veterans, Mutsvangwa is our chairman. He has attempted to serve, and he is leading us well. We have provincial chairpersons here because they are in support of him. We are receiving messages. People are saying, okay, if other quotas do not want Mutsvangwa, the war veterans will continue with him.
Meanwhile, the war veterans have won an interim order from the High Court barring Chimene, who is also the Manicaland resident minister, from acting on behalf of the Zimbabwe Liberation War Veterans Association. Chimene was declared chairperson of the war veterans by another rival faction that is believed to be aligned to the so-called Generation 40, which is fighting the alleged Mnangagwa faction group known as Team Lacoste to succeed Mr. Mugabe. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.